Unit 10, eBooks. Reading passage. In the digital age, content delivery methods are changing nonstop. Printed newspapers and magazines are disappearing one by one. Meanwhile, the interest in eBooks is growing. Everything from novels to comics is being sold in digital form. The history of eBooks is surprisingly long. Back in 1985, the Grolier Encyclopedia was released on CD-ROM. Digital Book Incorporated put 50 books onto floppy disks in 1993. Later in 2007, Amazon started selling the Kindle, a device for reading ebooks. It wasn't the world's first e-reader, but it was very successful. Before long, there were more than 1 million different ebooks on the market. Also, the range of e-readers from companies like Sony kept growing. Apple's iPad debuted in 2010. Creating even more interest in the format. The earliest ebooks were usually digital versions of printed books. Over time, many brand new titles were written just for the ebook market. Famous authors like Stephen King led the way, and success followed. Sales figures for best-selling titles can number in the millions. Digital content continues to spread in interesting ways. In 2009, Canada's Blythe Academy made history. Students were given Sony readers containing digital versions of their textbooks. It's unclear if that is a sign of things to come, but it is safe to say the outlook for ebooks is strong.